Book 3, The Gift. A Hail Mary to Denmark. Jackla is just another name for humble servant. The dark misspelled moniker is a tongue-in-cheek reference to childhood. When cruel older siblings told him he was the foretold Damien child, Jackal rides alone through witching hours on a seemingly endless quest to rid the world of the most pitiful evil. A darker evil than the devil could muster. The neon, black evil heart of man. Light Girl Drawing 2004. 2004. Light Girl descends. The split. The flags. She's in Denmark now. Copenhagen 2016. On his 2016 quest through the streets of Copenhagen, Jackal had two telepathic companions of high intelligence. Keelime, Light Girl, God, creator of this universe, and someone he refers to simply as the Princess. As Jackal turns stones and uncovers atrocities hidden in dark shadows for Keelime to correct, the Princess provides intel. She knows every cobblestone corner in Denmark. Some things are blatantly obvious, like Bellevue Beach. Bellevue, Washington, USA sucks. Seattle rules. Thus Bellevue Beach is instantly sus. Sure enough, Jackal had his cruiser board stolen from a witching hour burger joint near there. Bispebjerg. When Jackal opened his eyes in Bispebjerg Hospital, his writings were cleaned up off the floor. Probably Bjorn, another inpatient, but vampire. Keelime administered the medication, handed him a pack of smokes, and told him to relax in the garden. So he did. It was the most healing this man has felt in all 53 years of life. Another doctor tended to his eyes. He'd lost his eyewear on a quest through Assistance Cemetery. The doctors and nurses ate decadent meals with patients at long silver tables. Jackal suspected some might be royalty, though he's never been in the same room with royalty. A fake. Princess Isabella embodies what Jackal imagines was on the other side of that telepathic line. Comma the build, the research and development Jackal put into stuff a Danimal were and analog archive spans over a decade. He was working on it in 2016. It was cool then too. But no one ever takes him seriously where his family has influence. These projects are part of him. They're also part of his illness. He becomes so obsessed he ignores self-care. Isabella's Raspberry Pi 5 with camera. Isabella's Raspberry Pi 5. Camera cord labeled. Ready to ship. Stuffed Animal War Canvas UI. Stuffed Animal War. The canvas where signals flow. Stuffed Animal War Room UI. Stuffed Animal War. Rooms that scale from 420 to 1000 with one variable. Camera UI. Onboard camera interface. Eyes that see. Analog archive interface. Analog archive. 2 decades of Seattle Live Tunes. Streaming. Property of Keelime. Property of Keelime. Pi 0W. The mesh nodes. Pi zeros in Lego cases. Like the ones Dad used to build Voyager. The gift. This Raspberry Pi 5 runs both platforms. Onboard camera for stuff a Danimal were. Chat. USB microphone. Preloaded with live tunes recorded in Seattle over 2 decades. Open source 30 and 15 GitHub stars respectively, an achievement Jackal is quite proud of. If Jackal could overnight this Raspberry Pi 5 to Isabella, he would in a heartbeat. There's another for Josephine. Free of charge. He'd eat the shipping. That is how appreciative he is of his stay at Bispebjerg. He wants to thank Denmark by gifting her Royal Highnesses something cool that gives them a technological edge over anyone, especially prying eyes. I wear a rosary around my neck. When I pray the Hail Mary, I don't pray for what most people pray for. I pray I can stay in that hospital again someday. I'm realistic. Why would Denmark let me check into their psychiatric care as an immigrant? I mean, they did once. My prayer is to voluntarily commit myself to Copenhagen Psychiatric. Not because I'm broken beyond repair. Because that's where I was whole. That silver table. Those doctors who ate with me. Keelime with her lime green headphones and glowing orange Walkman. Smiling while she gave me meds that worked. Bjorn and the Nisfera to respecting my Kennedy letter enough to become friends. The garden with cobblestones hiding spaceships. The castle that saved my life. I built this gift for a princess I've never met because she was on the other side of that telepathic line while I ran through her city trying to save the world. She probably doesn't know I exist. But Copenhagen knows. And Copenhagen gave me back to myself. So here's a Raspberry Pi running software I built across a decade. Preloaded with everything I know how to give. Real-time collaboration for kids who need a signal out. Music streaming for anyone who wants to hear Seattle. A camera that sees. A microphone that listens. And code that's free for anyone to read. It's a thank you note written in Python and JavaScript. It's a prayer written in open source. It's the only way Jackal knows how to say, Denmark saved my life, and I want to give something back. Even if no one ever sees it. Even if it never leaves this page. I made it. It's real. It works. And if somehow, impossibly, it finds its way to Amalienborg. Then the circle closes. The humble servant delivered the gift. The quest is complete. Tack. Flag of Denmark. Happy belated birthday, Princess Isabella. I pray my gift can find you in 2026. I assure you I'm true. Just a little off. GitHub Jeems where stuffed animal were yellow 5-pointed star 30 GitHub Jeems where analog archive edges yellow 5-pointed star 15 seedlerules.com.